This is the save point. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. What's up, guys? We are on episode 47. Kind of scary, kind of crazy. We're so close to 50. I am one of your co-hosts or host, Osa Rosa, and I am here today with my co-host, Mondo. How are you doing today?
What is cracking? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's been an eventful day for us Sony ponies. But before we hop into all that jazz, we do want to shout out Danny on his new position at G4.
Yo, shout out to Danny. Cool. Yeah, he said he had a big announcement earlier in the week on his episode with Rihanna. And yo, he's joining G4. Wow. Shout out to him.
Incredible.
Man.
Yeah.
Just want to shout out because that's the big homie.
Yeah, big homie, head honcho, doing big things.
Yeah. Doing games editorial for X Play.
Yeah. Also, go listen to that episode with Rihanna, because if you're an Apex fan, I feel like she did a really good job of like explaining things.
Yeah.
And even if you're not, like, it's
really
it was
surprising what the order of like picks is.
I was
not expecting some of those.
Yeah.
Even though I imagine that's like wide public play, because high tier play, I'm like, hold on, like Jibby was like 12 or something that, and I was like,
so
what?
Low.
Like top, like Jibby is top 5 in like like high level play. So I thought that was surprising.
We also want to say happy early Halloween. This week is Halloween, so I know Mondo has his shebang going on. If you're invited, you already know.
Oh yeah,
we're
doing the thing this weekend.
Yeah, so I hope everybody enjoys their Halloween this weekend. We also want to announce we have a very special guest episode possibly tomorrow. We're recording this on a Wednesday, so the Thursday episode will be for our anime fans. We really hope you enjoy it. It's going to be fun for us to like sit down and have this guest. So
yeah, this episode we'll be recording will go up tomorrow, which is Thursday. That episode will probably go up Friday. Right in time for the weekend. Give you something to listen to that Friday on the way to work, or if you want to listen to it when you have some dime time over the weekend. But that'll be a good one. That's audio only. We're not going to record that one live, just because don't think we'll be able to. So
yeah, I also think it's a lot of pressure off the guests, so they could just be themselves and stuff. But yeah, I say we hop into this video. I mean, or this video. Sorry, I'm so used to YouTube. Hop into this episode and. Greg
this
says,
is Alyssa Rosa. Welcome back to my channel.
Right. Trying to disassociate there. But Greg said, where did the Mirage fall? I don't remember.
Killing me. Huh?
Do you know where Mirage falls in like the lineup?
Not high. I think he was like 14 or something like that out of all of them. And I think it's 17 total or 18 total it was. Something like that. Yeah.
But yeah, let's just hop into it with Sony's State of Play.
Yeah. Oh man, Sony State of Play. I thought it was cool. So Sony had their State of Play today. They said it was just going to be third party games. So I went in there with no expectations, and because of prior State of Plays, you know, people were saying Final Fantasy 16. You know, as somebody in the chat, Cozy Boy Chris talking about Bloodborne. You know, coming PC. You know, good luck with that. You know, good luck. That's a pipe dream. At least for now.
Yeah, we think it'll happen.
But not right now. Final Fantasy VII Remake announcements. I would have loved all that stuff, but I don't think this was the time for that. But yeah, they announced some cool, more. I don't want to say they were all indie games, but smaller titles, no AAA stuff, except for maybe Star Ocean, The Divine Force. That looked like it might be closer to like a AAA game. But yeah, Deathverse 2022, We Are OFK 2022, which is coming out in 2022, sorry. Bugsnacks is getting an update, a prehistoric food, which is, I think it's interesting. I'm going to start it up. I'm going to see what it's like. I got the game.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
You were lazy. Five Nights at Freddy's. That's actually huge. I think that's actually a big deal. Like you said, like you've been waiting for that. That's coming out December 16th. That's actually pretty awesome. And I don't know, because it's October. Did you expect them to like announce it?
Yeah, 100%. I expected them to. I thought the game was coming out in October, actually, which is crazy.
Halloween
so
time,
I'm excited. Yeah, I was just happy that, you know, fans of Five Nights at Freddy's, because I've never played a single game, so this will be my first one. But I'm really excited for fans and, you know, Kellen, who voices Freddy. I'm really excited for him, too, because it's his whole big thing. Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. So then, yo, Death's Door, which a lot of people are saying is game of the year, or their game of the year, you know, like one of those.
Yeah, subjective.
Is coming to PS4 and PS5, which is pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to that because
me too.
That's the only reason I didn't get the game, because it was only on PC. King of Fighters 15. Don't know where the other 14 are, but 15 is coming soon on February 11th. And I have no idea how many copies they're going to sell next to the other 27 games that are coming out that month. But
well, I will say Mika was pretty excited
about that. Yeah. Okay.
She's really excited about Dolores being added as a character and things like that. So. Cool. She likes fighting games, so that makes sense.
Black character too. Shout out to them. Yeah. First Class Trouble, which is coming November 12th. That was Among Us kind of game. Among Us third person in with like droids. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And you can like, I guess multiple killers, so you can kill them at the same time. Yeah, it's Among Us in it with a different slab of paint over it.
Yeah.
Star Ocean, Divine Force. You know, we saw Square Enix, and I was like, what? You know, once you see that,
we all were like,
but it wasn't. I mean, it was. I think it looked cool. Star Ocean, The Divine Force. I thought it looked all right. You know, it looked like a Square Enix game. What about you? Did you think that was cool?
I thought it was cool. I mean, I love Square Enix, as we all do, but it's not my cup of tea when it comes to Square. So I usually keep on the tamer end of like kiddish things with Square when it's like Tomb Raider. It's not kiddish, but in Kingdom Hearts. So they're just a little bit more lighthearted than Final Fantasy and the rest of them.
Yeah. And then they closed it out with really good. Yeah, it did look really good. And then Little Devil Inside. We knew that was coming just because I guess they said that that's something that they were going to show. So I felt like they were either going to open or close with that, and they ended up closing with it. And that looked pretty interesting, actually. I didn't see the gameplay that everybody was talking about last year. I don't recall. But it looks cool.
Don't remember it.
I think it was a pretty cool state of play. I went in with no expectations, so I thought
it was. How would you rank it? Out of 10, or maybe out of 5. Let's cut them some slack.
Out of 5, no, let's do it out of 10. I mean, it's the same. Okay, I think it's the same 10. Thing. Yeah, I think out of 10 is more in their benefit, because I think out of 5 is more hardline, because I ain't giving them an 8, right? So then at that point, I'm giving them a 3 at least at the max. I'd give it I'd give it a 7. Death's Door made me happy. Death's Door made me happy. Yeah. And that game was $20 on Steam, so. $20 for what people are saying is game of the year for a Zelda like, you know, I'll take that.
And I feel like equally that's Hades though. Hades is not a pricey game either, but
no, it's
game
not.
Of the year.
Yeah, game of the year level, right? Yep. So for me it was a 7, I think.
That's nice.
Let me see what else. That Kart Rider, it was free. I'll play it.
Yeah.
I'll
it's play free. It. Yeah, it's free to play, so
and,
it's cool.
And Little Devil Inside looked like it had enough like RPG elements and like like strategy elements and light strategy elements and like where you might have to go in the map and what you might have to do and stuff. So that looked really interesting. I think that's a game I might want to play. But that's about it. What about you?
I would give it a solid like 6. I feel like it was like it had elements of it being good, but it also had elements that were super lackluster. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think that Bugsnax needs like an announcement for an update. I didn't think that. Personally, I just don't think that because I don't know a lot of people that are like, yeah, Bugsnax.
People were big on it when it dropped. People were like, oh, wow, this game is kind of fun.
You also told me it was free to download if you had PS Plus, so.
Hey, that don't mean it wasn't fun. You know what I mean? It was kind of cool.
Yeah. True, it's like the Astro Room game that we got.
That game was great. I should go back and play that. That shit was so fun.
That shit was really good. But I was really happy just because like of Five Nights at Freddy. I even thought the Square Enix game was really cool. And I also want to check out Death's Door because it's not usually a game I play like Dungeon Crawly, but to me it was more interesting because you were saying it's like Zelda and what people want Zelda to be.
Yeah.
And then I think Little Devil Inside is also a game that I'm now a little bit more interested in. I thought it was cool when we first saw it, but with more details and like the story element behind it, I'm really interested in the game. But that didn't have a release window, just so people know.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was a good one after them kind of being quiet for so long and then giving us a big showcase, and then it's a nice little get you through the holiday season.
Yeah, and that's what I felt like some of these were like. And I think it kind of makes sense that they did this too, because it's, they don't really have anything coming this holiday, you know?
Yeah, they don't. Nothing big anyways.
Yeah, nothing big. That's so, I think that's why I think the Death's Door thing is cool, because it kind of gives them something, and that's coming next month, which is cool. I have a game to play on my PlayStation over the holidays. I did not have a PlayStation game to play over the holidays.
Me either.
So like, I wasn't going to touch my PlayStation until until February. Unless I had to, you know? I mean, I got to go back and finish Kenna and like shit like that. But if we're talking about somebody who has no games to go back to, now they got something to play. I think that's good for them.
Yeah, 100%. I could agree. I was even thinking January. They don't have anything.
They don't have anything either. No, but we'll see. There's still time, I guess, to fit some stuff in there and make moves.
Announce things and do things. Shout out.
But I will say, kind of crazy, 1 year later, instead of, because last year it was PlayStation's coming out with Dark Souls and and Miles Morales, and I think Sackboy had come out over the holidays too. And Xbox didn't have anything. Xbox had added EA Play by this time last year.
Yeah.
So we knew like they had EA Play. And so there were some cool games there, but like, I still think like, like, it really started this year with Game Pass, where, like, it was just like, oh, damn, they put that on there? Oh, damn, they put that on there? Oh, damn. You know? Like
yeah, heavy hitter after heavy hitter.
Yeah. And so, like, it's kind of funny how, like, now it's reversed with Xbox going into the holidays with Back 4 Blood, with Forza Horizon coming out next month, with Halo coming out in December, and just the game sprinkled in between that. Like, I'm going to play Age of Empire on my PC because that's my jam. I know that's not everybody's jam, and that's not coming out on the console. But, you know, like, there's a whole bunch of stuff on there. And then it's just also the plethora of other games that they just have on there, which is, like, perfect for, like, that holiday kind of thing. And yeah, especially,
Time, but not really.
Yeah, and especially now that you can do xCloud from, like, a console, you don't even have to be like, oh, you, like, I vividly remember very many times us being like, yo, let's play this game, but it might not have been installed. So it was like, nah, we're not going to play that right now. That's not a thing. They're going to be like, they're going to be able to sift through mad games and start them all. That is kind of crazy. But I think that's cool. And it's kind of funny how we're a little bit reversed next year, this year. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think it's good for Xbox. I 100% Microsoft needed it. I think Sony is able to take breaks because Sony focuses heavily on their IPs versus their third parties and things like that. So I think it's good. Like Crystal said, holiday gaming hits different. For me, it's never really about Xbox and Sony or PlayStation. For me, it's always been Nintendo during the holidays because I tend to play like Just Dance or I play Pokemon. So for me, that's really where my head is focused. I can't wait to dive into some Nintendo games, to be completely honest. I'm so excited. I don't know why. I'm so excited for the new Pokemon game. I have no idea why. Like, it's not even like it's new.
Arceus?
I'm excited for Diamond Pearl. Like, it's just around this time where you're so used to playing a specific game consistently. Like, if it's not that, I play Kingdom Hearts around this time. You know, so it's just nice.
It's going to be a good palate cleanser, you know? Like, you were just playing, we've been playing Back 4 Blood. We've been playing Far Cry.
Yes.
Like, we've been playing, like, really, like, heavy stuff. Yeah, look, see, same word, heavy. We already know,
heavy. Like...
And you just want something to ease it, lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing's coming November 5th.
Yes,
Pokemon's
so
coming later that month. Yeah, so there's some stuff that's coming for sure. And like, again, like a lot of games they showed us just now are like kind of lighthearted games and stuff.
Yeah, but, for sure. Something super sweet, nice, not to really like make your head go crazy. Because like you said, realistically, you were going to use your PlayStation like that until February, which is like heavy hitter after heavy hitter. And it's a lot of like, I have to sit down, play this game, take my time with this game, especially like Horizon.
You really gotta like give it your attention. Yes. Like, you can't just like the games that are coming are very much in the room with the family, but I can play this game at the same time, Gail.
Yeah, and I agree with even with Halo and stuff like that. Halo's heavy, but I feel like it's such an interactive game.
Yeah.
Battlefield.
It's based on friends and all that stuff. Yeah.
They're all based on interactiveness with who your friends are, your family are. So it's a lot lighter than you having to play Far Cry or Back 4 Blood for weeks on end. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, for what's to come. Yeah, no, same. Super same. And I love me some good competition.
I know you do.
Yeah,
I know
you do. Speaking of competition.
So this week, as everybody knows, Nintendo came in and dropped their Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis Online expansion pack. Obviously, this expansion pack includes Animal Crossing New Horizons DLC that comes out November 5th. $50 for the solo, $80 for the family. Mondo has been playing it, as many people have been playing it. I haven't had the opportunity to play at all, but I really want Mondo to give us his perspective on the whole thing, because if you don't know, you'll know. Mondo is debater.
I'm not a debater.
Like, I feel like you are. I feel like you're
I'm opinionated. I'm opinionated. Yeah, he's
opinionated, but also a debater. Like, he loves to like have conversations with people and hear their perspective.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, but they go back and forth. So this week, that's what Mondo has been doing with people.
That's how conversations go. You're trying to make me sound like going back and forth. This is discussions.
No. Not in a bad way. Like, I just think you like to hear people's
opinions. I like discourse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Discourse. 100%. So we're going to let Mondo take the floor with this, because he's the one that's been having the hands-on experience. I haven't had the hands-on experience just yet.
I mean, it's been cool. I started up some games. I started up some Sega games. They look exactly the way they used to look. I mean, you know? I don't mean that in a bad way or anything. So I don't mean that in a bad way, but it, like, you know, like when I loaded up Ocarina of Time and like I let that intro play, I was like, oh shit, like this is nostalgia straight into the veins, you know what I mean? And whatever, having a good time with it. I'm having a good time with it.
Whatever.
Because I had a thought there, but I'm gonna let it go. I'm having a really good time with it. The only complaint that I have about it is when I started playing Zelda, like, I mean, immediately, I started, like, just pressing the buttons that I thought should have been the buttons, and they were not the buttons I thought they were. Like, the controllers are not mapped the way I thought they should have been mapped. And I thought, maybe I'm bugging, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just got to get used to the way the game is set up and stuff. But then I woke up the next day, and, like, I text in like our Apex chat about it, and immediately someone was like, yo, 100%, man, like the controls are trash, like why are they like that? And apparently a lot of people have made a big deal about that. I don't know why it's like that. I don't know why you can't remap the buttons. I mean, I ultimately know why you can't. It's because it's Nintendo. That's why you can't.
Of course.
But that's the only thing that I think is bad. I know, right, a lot of people feel like it's not worth the $50, and I also didn't try anything online, so like I haven't gotten online with anybody to play like Mario Tennis or Star Fox or anything like that.
Heard that's really bad.
So yeah, I heard that is not that great audio-wise of an experience either.
Yeah,
yeah, audio isn't even great either. So I don't know. That's Nintendo. That's Nintendo. So what Alyssa is referring to in regards to my being a debater, and I'm not a debater. I saw a tweet, like I see it every week. I see a specific tweet, which is a Steam sale. I see Steam sale tweets all the time, because I follow like a bunch of like deal accounts and stuff. They're always posting Steam deals. And I decided to take that moment to make a point about how the Steam Deck is coming, and I think it presents a problem for Nintendo. And that's it. I think it just presents a problem for Nintendo. And I listed the reasons why I think so. And it's just a bunch of reasons. Let's just say I'm a debater, because I was going back and forth with the homie Blue, who I appreciated his discourse. I appreciated going back and forth with him, because nobody got disrespectful. We just talking about giving our opinion and giving our perspective on what we think is going to happen. I think that Nintendo is going to bend the knee. You know, I don't even know about what bending the knee even means in this regard, but I just think that Nintendo is going to continue to adapt to the market that is changing, and Nintendo is going to be forced to change things. Like, I think Steam has a better library than the Nintendo Switch has. I don't even think that's debatable. Like, you can go debate.
Well, are you saying Nintendo Online, or you're just saying Nintendo across the board?
I'm talking Nintendo Switch, because you can only play Nintendo Switch games on the Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Like, I mean, yeah,
but you know, there's third party games like Diablo and things like that that are on there. That's why I was.
I'm talking about their entire library. Yeah, the everything that is available on the Switch versus everything that is available on the, on Steam and will be playable on the Steam Deck, which is not their entire library, but like I think somebody accounted it to be at least 16,000 games. And I just think that that coupled with the Steam Deck being a better hardware device than the current Switch, and them presenting this extra convenience of games I have on Steam on my PC that I already own, I'm gonna be able to play on my Steam Deck. And future games I buy, I will be able to play on my Steam Deck and play on the computer and keep those saves across the cloud and like continue my gaming and game where I want to game. And I think that that's going to present an issue. And Blue didn't agree. And I agree with some points that he was making about, like, you know, why he doesn't think so. I just think that this is going to outweigh all of that. And that's just my perspective, you know? And I think that them putting out this trash-ass expansion and people acknowledging that it's trash, I'm telling you, like, people are going to begin to draw a line with Nintendo.
And 100%.
And not just that, but I think with, like, the direction cloud gaming is going in and stuff like that, I'll debate anybody on this. Kids today are not as into Nintendo as we were when we were kids. Like arguably anybody between like the ages of like 25 and 40 grew up on Nintendo. Like Nintendo was probably the first thing you played. For me, it was. Like for me, I grew up with an NES and an SNES in my house. We eventually got a PlayStation, but we also had an N64. Like for a very long time, Nintendo was it, you know? Even like even in the SNES and NES days, it was just Sega, and everyone knew that Nintendo was better. It was just Sega had good games too, but they weren't touching Mario. They weren't touching, you know, Zelda and such. And so for all the kids growing up then, we all love Nintendo. The only thing we're paying attention to is Nintendo. Nintendo has our hearts. This expansion pack, kids who are 10 years old do not give a damn about this expansion pack. Absolutely. They're looking at us like, y'all hype for that? Look at this. Look how terrible this Zelda game looks. You know, like they're looking at that like, I just finished playing Breath of the Wild. This is what y'all are hype about? And not just that, but kids today are like, they have more to pay attention to. Kids today are growing up on Fortnite. Kids today are growing up on Roblox, Minecraft. Apex, Minecraft, Warzone. Just there's so much more out there occupying mind space with like gaming that, again, I don't think that Nintendo could just continue to lean on only, again, I just think they're going to put their games elsewhere. It's the reason why they made a phone app after people asking for it for years and everybody saying they never gonna do it. You know why there's a Mario Run app? Because Nintendo was looking at the App Store and saying, damn, look at all of those kids playing games that are not Nintendo games. And they needed to change that. And so when cloud gaming becomes a thing and PC gaming across Xbox and eventually PlayStation becomes like a norm, there's going to be a whole bunch of kids playing a whole bunch of other games that are not Nintendo games. And that's not okay. You know, like that's not going to work out in their benefit, I think. And it's going to force their hand. That's why we got Mario Run. And that's why we're going to get Pokemon on PC one day. I can't wait. I can't wait. Let me tell you about it. And I can't wait to pay a nominal monthly fee. I can't wait to play. But what's strict about what though? You know what I mean?
I think the issue is the fact that like from your perspective, you're saying it as like an American who benefits off of like an American product, right?
I'm saying,
as a business, also as a business mind and like a marketing mind and everything like that from an American standpoint, I just think it goes beyond that with Nintendo the same way it kind of goes beyond that with Sony. I know Sony initially wasn't always Japanese related, but it is now. And so a lot of the business that they do tends to like go along the way with how the Japanese do their business. So I just think that aspect of it, like I'm not in disagreement. I don't disagree with you at all. I think that Nintendo should release some of that restriction because like you're saying, it's beyond just kids not being into the same games as us when we were growing up, but the fact that they have access to an Xbox and a PlayStation so easily, let alone a PC. It's just a computer. A lot more kids ask for a PC because their favorite streamer uses a PC versus a console. I just think Nintendo is strict because of like Japanese culture and business, not necessarily because we, I'm not saying they don't want to be, or that they do want to be. I just think that like, it's a lot harder for them to let go of something that's always worked for them. And they feel like, well, you guys never complained before, so why are you complaining? So why would we listen now, basically?
Because times are changing. It's like 100%. it's like the homie Blue Satire said, like after like our Discord, he was like tweeting about it, and he said, you know, Game Pass got y'all spoiled. Game Pass does have me spoiled. And you know whose problem that is? Not mine. And not Xbox's. That's Nintendo's problem. That's PlayStation's problem. Because I'm spoiled now. Let everybody know. Everybody, maybe at one point in time, you may have had a start in five or a start in three or two. You had a few people in your lives who were fighting for your interest. And you're not going to tell me that you chose the one who wasn't spoiling you over the one who was spoiling you. You're going to choose the one who's whining and dining you. You're going to choose the one who's giving you more convenience, giving you more value. And we do that. Yeah, we do that across everything, you know?
Yeah, so right now it's Xbox. Yeah. Xbox is spoiling
They're setting
us.
That standard. Yeah, they're setting that like, yo, we're raising the bar. You're going to have to... You have to raise the bar.
Yeah. Last year it was Sony that was spoiling us. Yeah. Years before that, it was Nintendo. And it was simpler
because
they were giving us games that we wanted. Yeah. This is different. This is a service.
Yeah.
I think everyone will benefit from, especially people who are financially like not able to go out and buy a $60 game, which is now a $70 game because we get next gen consoles. So I think that at some point they do have to bend the knee in sort of some aspect, whether it's they amp up the software that they use for the Switch so that like the Steam Deck, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but like the Steam Deck looks really good. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful, man. It's pretty powerful. It's kind of crazy.
Or they just give access at that point, because what's the point? Like, if Sony does it, then what's the point? If like, Sony's doing it.
Here's the thing, because you and I were talking about this the other night, and you were like, yo, you know, it, like, they don't share. And, like, I get that, but nobody shares. Like, I've never played Halo on a PlayStation. I've never played Gears of War on a PlayStation. You know, like, there are properties that each company has. Like, I've never played God of War or The Last of Us on another console. And there are, like, I think Sony's, like, the only one that has really kind of let go of certain IPs that I guess they just didn't see worth in them anymore. I don't like Crash Bandicoot, and I know Spyro, Tomb Raider, letting Final Fantasy go for a little while. I know they got it back, but they let that go for a long time, and that blew my mind, to be honest with you. But outside of them, like, Xbox holds their IPs tight, you know, like they got Forza Horizon, which has always been big for them. That's their racer. You know, PlayStation has Gran Turismo. So I know that like Nintendo doesn't like sharing, but I don't think that PC and phones are sharing, because those aren't owned by your competitors. Those are just new platforms that you can put your games on. And these companies don't make any money off of their consoles. It's a one-time sale, and they barely make anything off that one-time sale.
Yeah.
So the focus shouldn't be, let's get as many consoles out there as possible, and only sell our games on consoles. Like, put your games where people can play them, because more people are going to buy them. Like, nobody's going to tell me that Pokemon's going to sell less just because it's on PC. You know, like, I can understand not putting those games on Steam. And I think that they should each make their own app on, like, the PC. That way, because, again, like, then if you put Nintendo games on Steam, I don't got to buy a Switch, because the Steam Deck exists, right? Steam, but if you make an app on the PC, I still got to go buy a Switch if I want those games on the go, so to speak. But you still give me that option. And I know you're going to sell more. You're going to make more money. And also, as these games start trickling into other forms of media, like TV, movies, books, and stuff like that, like The Last of Us is getting made into a TV show, Drake's Uncharted is getting made into a movie, you want to start off with as many fans as possible when you put those things out. And you do that by making these games accessible elsewhere. Like, our phones are... like, the reason these games were never elsewhere before is because it was impossible. Our phones couldn't play these games. Our computers, even though computers were good enough, how many people really had computers about 10 years ago, the way like you and I just got computers right now? We're streaming right now. You know what I mean? Twitch is a thing. Yeah. Like, it's become a new world. And so I think that is too big to ignore. And I think that, and just not even Xbox and PlayStation aside, Amazon's coming into the game because they see this new exponential growth in the industry. Steam is saying, all right, yo, I know we've been a store this whole time, but we might have to rethink that and like try to get into the playing field. And they were like, I think this is where we fit in. And I think it is where they fit in, making like a handheld, because they weren't going to benefit off of making a console, because a console feels very similar to like a PC. It's standalone. You can't move it. They benefited greatly off of doing health. So like, yo, there's other companies coming in and saying, there's a lot of money to be had here, you know? I think it's just too big for Nintendo to ignore. And I don't want them to ignore it. I want them to keep making money, because the more money they make, the better these games are going to be, the more often we're going to get these games, et cetera, et cetera. And who wants to argue against being able to play Pokemon on their computer? Come on. Or anywhere, on your phone or whatever. Like, it benefits everybody. And I think my other girl is spoiling me. My other girl Xbox is spoiling me right now. And I'm looking at my other girls. I'm looking at my other girls like, y'all, I'm about to take y'all off the bench. You know what I mean? It's about to be the starting one.
I was about to go pick one up. I was like, hey, Miss Xbox.
Yeah, hey, Miss Xbox, how you doing? Yeah, so, you know, that's my perspective on that, you know? He disagrees.
I
want to bring Blue Sound Town on this tour so we can talk, because we don't, that's the one thing the Save Point is missing, is like, good conversation like that, good discourse, good healthy discourse.
I think a lot of the times we end up agreeing on things because it's just like we both see it the same way, but it's nice to have someone that's like, no.
I think it's true too.
I think that at some point they do have to bend the knee, because everybody it is something that they're gonna lose out on it. And the way that you explained it made me understand it a lot more about, like, you don't have to, like, no one's saying that because it's on PC it's gonna be on Xbox and PlayStation. It's just gonna be on PC.
That's it. Yeah. And it's just another place, again, an open source. It's just kind of like an even playing field, you know? Like, this isn't owned by your competitors. If you want to look at your competitors as PlayStation and Xbox, they're not benefiting from you being on that platform, you know? But the way I see it is, if you relinquish a platform to your competitors, all the money I spend there is never going to go to you. If I look at my PC and I'm like, damn, I'm itching to buy a game right now, and I'm looking at where I could buy a game, Nintendo's not here to buy a game, you know? And money I spend elsewhere is money I didn't spend with you. And I just think it's gonna be too big to ignore one day. And I think we're eventually also going to move away from looking at these companies as like for their consoles, like what the consoles are. You know, I think eventually we're going to start looking at them for the services that they provide to us, the games. If, in my opinion, when they all make their services and offer that to us, we're going to look at them more for that, more for the games they make than the consoles. We're not consolers. We are gamers. And I just want to play games. I don't care where I play them. I want to play games. That's all I want to do. Xbox has got me fucking a little spoiled with that shit, right?
Yeah.
They said that shit, and I was like, that sounds cool, but where are the games at? And then they threw games at me, and I was like, well, damn, this is actually really fun. I'm telling you. I've said it a few times. Going from Hades on my PC to my Xbox, sitting on my bed and playing it on my phone has been, like, outstanding. Sitting on the throne in the bathroom with my phone in hand, with Hades, playing Hades, I'm sorry. Like, you can't top that. You can't compete with that level of convenience. I hope they bend the knee, man, because it'd be a better, more convenient gaming world.
So your overall thoughts on the service, could it be better?
Could be way better. Oh my goodness. Let me remap the controllers. Because I just think I know I want the buttons a certain way, but I know some people who play games, I think they're like, you know, we would look at them weird because we're like so used to just the conventional ways, but some people like putting things wherever they want to put them. Like some what would usually be the A or B button, some people got them on the triggers and stuff like that. Like, some people like to play like that. So I think let people be able to remap the controllers the way they want to. And whatever issues there are with playing online, fix that shit. Like, I literally, part, I mean, I didn't, this, first of all, this podcast is sponsored by Ivan. Shout out to Ivan. Shout out to the homie Navis, because he got the expansion patch and put me on his family. So he's the reason I can even talk about this.
Yeah, he is the reason. Because I'm the same way. I was like, I don't know.
Because I was about to say, I didn't get this, but I didn't get this anyways. But I didn't want this for the online to suck. A part of the reason why I want this is because I want to play Star Fox online. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I've just heard really like iffy things, and I've been on the end of like feeling like, okay, I don't need this right now, just because initially I thought I was like, no, yeah, like I want to play Mario Tennis. I still want to play Mario Tennis, but I just think it needs to be fixed for a service that costs that much for anyone, whether it's $50, whether it's eight people splitting it, $10, it doesn't matter. It's just, it's too much. And I think Nintendo needs to get their stuff together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think that they really need to.
I know I was arguing on the side of I think it's worth it, and it is worth it to me, but you know, like, since it is inching near that price of PlayStation Plus and Xbox Live, and I mean, you know, in the early days of those services, we like, as a community of gamers, I feel held them to like a standard of like, yo, this is not acceptable. Y'all need to like fix this internet. You know, like when one or the other was not good. I remember PlayStation just wasn't good in the beginning when it was free. Mm-hmm. And that's why they started charging, because they were like, all right, y'all want it to be better, we're going to have to charge y'all then. And so, I don't know. I can see from that standpoint with, like, you know, the internet just not working. Because for me, Smash works. Like, Animal Crossing works. It's not amazing. It doesn't work as well as one would. And it's lacking on features, for sure. I don't know.
Like in-game chat.
I think Nintendo, you're right, they could do better. No, you're 100% right, they could do better.
They have the money to do better, they have the audience that wants them to do better, and I think this response should just, like, whatever update they bring, hopefully it's not the Bluetooth update, but whatever update they bring, I hope they actually care enough to. And I think that's, again, the main issue here is that Nintendo doesn't care. And so we, as a community of gamers, whether it's casual or not, should press them about it, because it's not fair. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we have services like PlayStation Plus, PlayStation Now, and Xbox Game Pass, which is if anything, is Xbox Game Pass is setting some sort of example of how things should be if I subscribe to something in general.
Xbox Game Pass is the guy, gal, or person in your life spoiling you. You know, exactly. You love that person. You know, like, you know, like that person. That person treats you nice.
Yeah, and PlayStation Plus is your side bitch, because she be giving you new stuff every month. That's it.
Yeah, Pokemon Online works. You know,
it's still like, if you want to use it as an example, Sword and Shield, a lot of it's still clunky and
yeah,
it's chunky.
Yeah,
it's like it lags, it stutters. It's not. You would think with a game like Sword and Shield, which is the latest Pokemon game.
Yeah,
it should not be like that. Their online services is really an issue. So it's more or less like, why am I paying for this if the online services are like this? I don't know how it is for Mario Kart for 64. That's the only one that I've heard good things about.
Yeah, that's the only one that's like really good. Yeah,
and then I heard Mario 64, beyond even the button situation, that if you got the Superstar All-Stars, that's the better version of the game.
Yeah, that's another thing that stuns me. Like, the mappings are terrible, but the mappings on that game that came out a year ago are the way people think it should be. And that's what I'm saying. When I play Open Zelda, I was like, all right, the controllers should be like this. And they weren't. And I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean? It makes no sense. And so that was a perfect example, because it's like a glaringly obvious one. Like, there's a version of the game that exists that is correct. Why are we not playing that version? Like, there's no excuse. There's no reason. That crazy. Just absolutely fucking bonkers. Fucking bonkers.
Insane.
Yeah. So.
Insane.
Yeah. All right. We can get off this topic. Fucking Nintendo.
We also said Nintendo could even keep the price and add Game Boy games or Game Boy Advance games as a start. I think that's fair, but I also think at this point, we should just expect them to, like, just give us the game. Like, they're just going to give it to us with no updates, no anything. They're just going to give it to us because they can.
Yeah,
Nintendo original format.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nintendo's never putting that price down, by the way.
No. No, they're not. They're never. Sticking to that.
No, but they may not raise it for a long time and continue adding to it. Like you said, like just keep adding to it, which makes it a little more valuable and yada yada. But they never going back on that. Because it's also acknowledging you made a mistake or something like that, you know? And they're not doing that shit. Fucking Nintendo. No.
Guess I got to hop on Navi's plan after all, because I don't want to pay $50.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Animal positive. Crossing too.
Yeah.
They threw that in there as like an enticing thing. I guess.
Yeah. I think the incentive of that, like, you might as well just pay the $25 for that Animal Crossing DLC. That's what I think.
Yeah. All right. That's Nintendo. Nintendo do better. You know. Yeah. Love all. Yeah, of them, we love but you. We're just gonna be critical.
Yeah. We gotta be critical sometimes. Yeah. But we don't have to be critical.
Blue Satire, come on the show, man, so we could talk about Nintendo. Please. We could talk about Nintendo.
I'll hit you up soon, I promise.
Yeah, because that's also what like opens up your perspective and your points. You know, you gotta know where everybody's coming from and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
that's a homie. Shout out to him, shout out to Kohlberg.
Like, yeah. He was the same person that was telling me that PlayStation Now, he pays it's for good. PlayStation Now as a service, and that he also has PS Plus. And I said, must be nice, because I'm not paying for both of those things. There's just no fucking way.
Yeah, PlayStation Now is way better than like most people give it credit for. But that's because it had such a bad start. That's how you know a good first impression is important, man.
I also think the issue is I also think the issue with Now is the streaming part, like. For the Silent Hill collection.
For the PS3 games.
Yeah, you have to stream it. And it's like,
no one wants to do that. Yeah.
Nope.
No. Yeah, no. Like, it's not good. You know, like, like xCloud isn't perfect, but I hear it works better than that. But they got to figure something out with those PS3 games, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, I guess that, like, different architecture, whatever. Got to figure out a way. Got to figure out a way to get people to download those games, like, onto the hard drive. I think that's like, I think they're like shooting themselves in the foot with that. It's holding them back.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to, again, even if they do make a Game Pass, they're going to be like, yo, every game's downloadable except those damn PS3 games.
And you'll be like, fuck.
Yeah, fuck. There's so many good games on there.
There is.
There's a lot of good games on there.
There is. I've one of my friends, he's a streamer, big in the Kingdom Hearts community. And he was like, yeah, I had PlayStation Now for a month. And that was it. And I was like, valid. I had it for Jump Force, and that was it. I was like, I'm not sitting on this thing forever. I think PS Plus is just more enticing because they give you new games so frequently.
You also need PS Plus for your online services. That's the other thing.
I know, it's so stupid.
If you were just paying for PS Plus for the games, you wouldn't be paying for it. Nobody would be paying for it.
Nah.
The games aren't consistent enough to be like, there's a few good ones in there. There's a few games in there here and there.
Like Horizon was on there at one point, but
I mean, moving on from that, we're gonna talk about Apex positive. Legends. Yeah, something positive. I'm really looking forward to this.
They look really good for all the Apex fans out there. I don't play Apex like that, so
at all. We talked about Apex last week, but on Monday they premiered the gameplay trailer, which looks great. Oh man, the new area looks amazing. It's like a jungle island area. It looks like it takes pieces from the current maps, like the way they're kind of built, like there's areas that remind me of Olympus. The cars that are on Olympus are on this map as well. The new gun, the car SMG, they showed us that it takes both light ammo and heavy ammo. And there's these big, if you're watching the video, there's these like fucking, like, I guess I don't even know what to call them. They're like these launchers. It launched you pretty far, which it's going to make rotating interesting, because it's going to move you faster, but I'm sure people are going to see you flying across the air. And you can only go, you're landing somewhere specific. So it's, you know, like you could be landing to your death and stuff like that. So it's just interesting. I wonder how that's going to play out. It just looks amazing. There's certain parts of this that show off, Ashe's kit, like the new character, like her, she has a trap, and like when you run past the trap like clings onto you and like not kind of slows you down. It really slows you down. She does like a one-way portal, and I forget what the other one is, but and you don't see that one in the trailer. And yeah, I don't know. Her
finisher is really awesome.
Yeah, her finisher is great. Yeah. And yeah, she's a callback to Titanfall 2, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to the season. A lot of people are like, I'm not trying to have this expectation because I don't want to be let down, but people are like, yo, this might be the best Apex season like ever.
Wow.
Like that's like, that's the kind of potential people feel like seeing this, these trailers and going into what the new season is. That's like the wide consensus. And I don't know if I'm saying all that because the early seasons of Apex were really, really fun. But it has potential. It has potential to be great. New map. Everybody loves a new map. New gun that shoots light and heavy ammo.
SMG,
you know what? Everybody's saying that. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to fucking vault the R301, which everybody, wide consensus, is like the best gun in the game. But I know people, a couple people have been like saying that. I know Greg said that in the chat the other day. When he was in here, and I've seen a few other people say that. I think Amari said that too. That would be like insane, like, because I think that would like, it would force some meta change. Like, some people are like, you find an R301, that's it. Like, you picking it up, especially if you got a few attachments already for it. Because that thing don't move. Like, if you got purple attachments across, that motherfucker stays very firm. No recoil, no nothing. It's a really good gun. Has a good range. So if they vault that, that'd be a great meta change to the game too. Could be an interesting season
for players too. They'll be able to, like, you know, they'll have to learn new ways to
for sure. Stuff.
How do you feel about the? I have. I'm gonna.
Oh, the spiders! The spiders. People were wondering if the spider from like the original trailer, because it was still cinematic. Yeah. So we were like, oh, what's the play with those? But it does look like they're gonna be roaming around, and that seems like it. I read the patch notes, and you are gonna be able to fight the spiders and. If you kill like patches of them, they drop loot and things like that. So it won't be like they're just there to take health away from you. You will be getting items from them.
Yeah, it's not like Fortnite.
Yeah, and I saw somebody. Shots fired.
Fortnite does give you stuff, but like it's just I feel like it'll be more. It won't be as annoying in this game that like it is in Fortnite.
Yeah, no. So, at least they're there for a reason. And, I don't know. What was the other thing? I'm sorry. I had something on my mind, but I forgot. That's pretty much it. You know? I'm looking forward to it. I was going to say, you're looking forward to it, but you're not an Apex person. But will you jump in with us? Jump in with us. You know, hop on in. The water's fine.
I'm not good at Apex, but I do enjoy watching you play, Just Play, Crystal, Greg. I love watching you guys play. I'm excited. Sometimes I play with Rihanna and Danny. I told them
I gotta hit them up. I gotta hit them up for sure.
You should. I feel like that would be more. That would be better. You'll be a better third. I am literally the worst at this game. I've never won a single game of Apex in my life.
Oh, come on! You gotta get you on a team.
Gotten a lot of second places. Never actually won. And I want to keep it that way.
Who's trying to play some save point Apex trios? You know? We just need one more.
No, I'm good.
Maybe get the two time. I don't know.
I gotta update the game. You know that takes a while, so I'm good.
Oh, not today. But I'm just saying.
You know, there's a lot of things people say they gotta change, and that's just about me, and that's just not.
That's not it. That's not one of them.
This game is very. It's hard. Yeah. So I enjoy watching everyone play. So I'm excited to see the new map. I'm sure I'll experience it at some point because I always usually go out of randomly. I'll jump on Apex for fun. But I really like Ashe. I think Ashe is really cool.
I'm a
Loba main usually or a Lifeline. So I'm really excited for Ashe.
Yeah, and I remember what I was gonna say. Somebody was saying that like the spiders dropping items is kind of going to make Lifeline a little more useless, like her ult a little more useless. Cause it's just like, all right, you're going to drop items.
Yeah, I heard that they don't use her ult anymore, really.
No, because it's like, I forget that I even have it because it feels kind of useless sometimes. Yeah. It does. But her utility of being able to pick people up is helpful. So, you know, I don't know. But we'll see what happens. I mean, yeah, I use the ult, Amari. I use the ult too, but I feel like it doesn't feel as valuable as it once did, you know? Like second you get that shit, you'd be like, oh, yo, we got to drop this. Like, come on, let's get this. And now it's kind of like, all right, I got her ult. you know, I'll drop it when we're clear. Like, you said, we dropping that shit now, clear or not clear. And I feel like like her alt just doesn't feel that way anymore. We'll see what happens though.
Yeah, for sure. I wish we had more to say. Rihanna would definitely be a lovely person to have this discussion with because she knows more about it.
Than the HUD change? That's what you were talking about? I did not notice a HUD change, Amari. I guess there's going to be a HUD change. That's interesting. That'd be cool.
Ash walked away like bad as hell. Ash got that switch in their hip.
I'm wondering too, because like, there's like a storm a brewing there. Is that storm going to have any play and any effect on the map over the long haul and stuff like that? I'm interested to see that too.
Hi, Nat. Mondo has a crazy gaming week next week and probably the week after, for the next couple of weeks, actually. November's pretty heavy for you. You got Apex, new season. You got Battlefield 2042.
I gotta see about that because that beta wasn't too great.
I've also heard really bad things about that game.
But I'm gonna see. $70 for just the multiplayer? I gotta see about that. That multiplayer wasn't that fun. Yeah, I mean, it was Horizon. Fun, but like...
Yeah, Forza Horizon you have as well.
Oh, yeah, Forza Horizon. Yep, Pokemon.
You've got a hefty Pokemon, and then that other game.
Death's Door that we were just talking about. Yeah.
So you got a hefty little gaming month. I think we all do, really. But
there you go. The back. You can never trim away at the back catalog as fast as you can add to it.
Never. I will say I have finished Far Cry for now until they announce when the DLC starts.
Nice. Yeah.
So I'm good.
I've been thinking about Kenna. I'm like, damn, I got to go back and beat that.
Yeah, I still haven't platinumed it, but I'll do that when I'm bored.
Oh, you want to? That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm almost there. I think I only have like a few and then like three more to get, and then I have to play it on the hardest mode.
Three more of the black modes? You got 97 of them droids?
Wow. No, I think I've collected all the rot.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I just mean like in general, like the trophies. I think I only need like three more before I have to go and run through it again. GTA
in master mode. Yeah.
I feel like GTA Definitive Edition.
Oh, that is too.
Like it's the same as Animal Crossing. It's like I'll play it throughout when I'm bored, kind of like if I don't have anything going on heavily with gaming. It's like I have this game.
Yeah,
and I can play it on my downtime.
I'm gonna play San Andreas more. I'm really hoping like since it's on Game Pass. I hope it's available on xCloud. Because if it's on xCloud, I'll definitely play it more. If it's not on xCloud, we'll see. We'll see. If it's console only, because they haven't announced that, I think. Like, it's coming to Game Pass, but they haven't announced if it's coming to console, PC, or xCloud. If they have, somebody correct me. I would love to know. But I don't think they've let us know yet.
Right.
Yeah.
The Apex season looks really good.
Yeah, it does. Looking forward to it. Hopefully hit plat that season. Jeez, you know. Yep. You're trying to go into the probably the shocker. I woke up this morning, I was like, shit. You know?
I mean, to infinity and beyond, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people may not know this about me, but I am the biggest fucking Buzz Lightyear fan ever. I hate Woody so much because Buzz Lightyear is Toy Story. He's the man of the hour. You know, and the way they did him dirty in Toy Story 4, cut it. That movie does not exist to me.
Yeah, they did him a little dirty in that movie. But go on.
So for those of you who don't know and you live under a rock, Lightyear.
Damn.
They announced Lightyear, I think, last year or the year prior as a movie about Buzz Lightyear.
Did they?
Unfortunately, yes.
This took me by surprise. I was like, wow.
Oh, you didn't know it was a thing? It was in their lineup. Yep.
Wow.
So Lightyear, and they had when they announced it, they announced that Chris Evans was going to be the voice of Buzz Lightyear, which to me was like a slap in the face because if it's not Tim Allen, what's the point? But I will say from the little snippet we got of his voice, kind of sounded like the original Buzz. It comes out in 2022, which is really cool. This does not look like a Pixar film. It just looks real, in my opinion, in some aspects. But it's interesting because I saw Tony tweet about this and he was saying like, I don't understand the premise of this movie because in Toy Story, they convince Buzz that he is just a toy the whole time. So now you're telling us that like he actually was an astronaut and like did all these things, but the movie looks amazing. I can't wait to see this. What do you think? What did you think when you saw it?
I don't know. I'm kind of like, I don't know. I was shocked by it this morning again. I was like, what is this? This looks incredible. Like, it looks incredible. Like, I'm not impartial to who voices him. The way I'm looking at it, making me feel better about it. Tim Allen's voice is the voice of the toy, Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, that's what Nacho said. Yeah.
Chris Evans is the voice of the person who the toy is made off of. And I think that's a cool distinction, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I'm sure, I gotta imagine that they tried to get him. Try to get Tim Allen. And maybe if they not, didn't, maybe. And if they didn't, then I gotta imagine that this was their, this why, like, yeah. this was the way they wanted to do it. Which it's cool. I respect that. I don't know. It just looks great. And everybody,
yeah.
Outside of the, well, was that the only complaint? Because people were saying people were complaining. I saw no complaints. So once I saw you say the Tim Allen thing, I was like, oh, I guess that's what people are complaining about. But I don't know if there was anything else.
Yeah. I didn't see anything. And my complaint is only because I feel like Christopher Jamal Evans, like, yeah, he's great and all, but.
Christopher Jamal Evans.
He's great and all, but I didn't, you know, obviously there's no context as to like, what it's about beyond that. They were complaining about the voice. Yeah. So I just think when you make a movie like this, a lot of people are expecting it to be something that they're accustomed to. Like I said, when I heard him say, like when he almost said To Infinity and Beyond, I felt like, okay, this is like a good fit. And I just also think a lot of people are also upset because it's always just like another Chris.
Yeah.
If it's not Christopher Jamal Evans, it's Chris Pratt. It's not his real government. It's just that's what people call him because we all know he like a little flavor. So that's why we call him Christopher Jamal.
Oh,
but I'm interested though because it does seem like it's not about Buzz Lightyear. It's about Lightyear, like this space group, mm-hmm. and a black character. Yeah. It looks really cool. And I'm also just happy because Woody's not in it.
But apparently he does something spectacular that gets a toy made out of him, you know, out of
him.
Yeah,
for sure.
This is cool.
It's not Woody, so it's great. I'm excited.
But it is cool that like his character expands into a wider world and they're gonna open that up and flesh that out. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I think the premise is cool and I think it looks amazing. Like
it does. The animation looks you can't even tell that this is animation. It looks real. It's like real life.
It's crazy.
Shout out to our animators.
And I'm glad we're looking at this right now, especially after just talking about Kenna a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because it also like, favors Pixar films.
Yeah, like Kenna was made from an animation studio, and it looks Pixar-ish or whatever.
Yeah.
But I will say that you can 100% tell the difference. Like,
oh for sure.
Oh my God, Pixar is just on a different level.
Yeah. Kind of looks like where Pixar was at when like Tangled came out. So that's the Rapunzel movie. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pixar we're experiencing with this trailer, totally different. This is years later. Like, you know, they announced this, I think, last year, the year prior.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. It just takes more like processing power to like push this kind of stuff, like to create this kind of stuff. They're like game hardware is just not there yet to play something that looks as good. In this animation style, but crazy, amazing,
insane.
I'm looking forward to it.
Shout out to Disney, we love you. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, shout out to them. Yeah. No, is that it? You just going into hot takes? All right.
Yeah, cool. let's just hop into some hot takes of the week.
All right, yo. So hot takes of the week. This is what releasing or has released this week. Guardians of the Galaxy. Amari just asked about it. I haven't played it, but.
Neither.
I hear like mixed-ish reviews, but not like anything really bad or anything really good. It's just like game's good, but I don't like this. And that's why you might think it's on that side of it. And then like the game is good, but I think it's really good. And then that's it. Like my consensus is pretty good. I'm not going to get it though.
Yeah, you know who has it though? The homie Blue Satire.
Oh, yo. Go watch him playing. So. Yeah, because it's fun to watch. I've seen a few people playing it. So go watch that because it's a fun game. I hear the story is really good and like the characters are really good. And it's nothing like Avengers, if that's what anyone's concern is. Because this is also made by Square, isn't it?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes,
I want that. Can you confirm that? But I think it is.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I just also might talk about that. And I was like, and I just want to confirm. But If it is, people, you know, like, that's interesting because it shows that they're like kind of playing with two different play styles under the same IP, and that's good because maybe they'll take away from.
Yes, Square Enix is the publisher, but it was developed by a different company. Okay, yeah.
Cool. Hopefully they'll take learnings from Avengers, you know, and they're gonna take mm-hmm. learnings from both, and maybe make another game, and that third one be the sauce, you know, maybe that was gonna have it
for
all.
Sure.
That came out on PS, PlayStation, Xbox, PC, not Nintendo Switch. Nah, I'm sorry.
Nintendo can't handle those graphics.
No, stop. The game looks good. Riders Republic, coming out on PlayStation, Xbox, and Stadia. Mario Party Superstars on Switch. Are you getting that one?
What?
Are you interested in that Mario Party?
No.
No? Okay. I was interested because it has online.
Yeah, if it's a Black Friday deal for like something, maybe. Okay. But no.
Right. But
no. And this last one, I just had to put it in because I know everybody was joking about it for all week. So
my friend Peppa Pig, on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Then you got a Fortnite x Resident Evil. Chris and Jill skins are coming. Plus Dune skins are coming.
They're already in the game.
Oh, they're already in the game. Wow. Cool.
Let's get my Zendaya skin.
That's what's up. That's actually awesome.
Did you watch Dune?
So. I gotta go watch Dune.
I'm so on the fence with Dune because we all know I'm only watching it because I love Zendaya.
Yeah.
And she's only in it for like 7 minutes. Literally everyone, that's what everyone's saying. And I'm just like, is it worth
it's 2 hours? Everybody worth says it's minutes. Good. Everybody says it's a good movie, you know?
Yeah, we should obviously watch it so we could like
talk about it next week.
Let's try. Yeah.
Cool, homework for the weekend. Look at that.
Yeah, for sure.
Dead by Daylight added new Silent Hill content today. What content was that?
Some new skins for Pyramid Head and I think a new player. I don't know who he is. Can't remember his name off the top of my head, but a new survivor.
Okay,
cool. Or at least new skins for survivors.
Cool. That's what's up. Returnal 2.0 update. Ooh, I'm hype about this one. Is live, allowing players to pause their cycle. You hear that? You're gonna be able to fucking actually pause the game now and save it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they added photo mode, which I'm not gonna lie to you, that was one of the things that I was missing in that game. That game is stunning. Stunning. I'm going back just to take some pictures, to be honest with you. Now that I can pause a run, you know what I mean, and come back to it later. Yeah,
for sure.
I think I'm gonna play that game again. And yeah, take some pictures. You know, I love me a good photo mode. And that game, good Nelly. Ooh, Nelly. My Hero Academia World Heroes Mission comes out this Friday.
Yep.
Oh, damn.
Luckily, our guest tomorrow.
What the hell?
Luckily, our guest tomorrow is not in My Hero Academia, so we're good.
Okay. All right, cool.
Very popular show, but not My Hero.
Not My Hero. Yeah. Apple Music is available. Our friends are going to be so fucking hype about who we're going to have on the podcast.
I know. People who are in this chat right now, Nat is going to go crazy.
Amari's going to like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Greg.
Yeah, Greg will like it.
Maybe Ivan.
Mm-hmm. Ivan will too.
Yeah, Brandon already knows. So.
Yeah. All right, cool.
It'll be a good one.
It's gonna be a good one.
Is it Griffith?
No, you.
Bastard. It's a good person. No. It's not a villain. It's a hero, but it's not a villain. Also, Amari added, Age of Empires 4 comes out tomorrow on Game Pass PC, and Apple Music is available on PlayStation 5 if anybody wants that.
Is it?
I guess. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's cool.
Usually I just grab like the bigger games from off of IGN or Metacritic. So you could check there to see what else came out this week.
All right. Any lingering thoughts on this one?
Happy Halloween, everyone. I hope everybody has a great Halloween this weekend. I know last year was like not the best. So I hope everybody makes the best of it this year. Again, shout out to Danny for his new position. Rihanna, just because she also works for G4.
You stan a queen, you know?
And I really am excited for tomorrow. So there's that.
All right. I got no lingering thoughts. Shout out to Danny. And happy Halloween, everybody. Be safe out there.
Yeah, for sure. That's usually gang initiation in certain areas, so please be safe.
Dead ass. Please be safe. And don't eat unwrapped candy.
Check your candy.
Yeah, check your candy.
You got kids, check their candy.
Yeah, like, yo, just be safe out there. That's it, you know? Like, it's the first Halloween in 2 years, and it's on a weekend. It's gonna be crazy out there. It's gonna be wild in them streets. You know where else it's gonna be wild? In my living room. And so if you're listening to this, and you coming to my house on Saturday, yo, just let you know, we're gonna have a good-ass time, okay? We're gonna have a good-ass time. yeah, but...
I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah, you'll be there in spirit. Don't worry about it. Maybe we'll throw a Christmas party while you're here.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. An ugly sweater party? Who's down? I'm down.
No, just another. Because I.
Come on, you got an ugly sweater?
About my birthday. No, that's the issue. I'm already pressed about my birthday outfit. So
just need an ugly sweater. Or a sweater. Just a sweater, you know?
I have a sweater, but it's not ugly to me.
Yeah, I mean, none of these. I mean, my sweater probably not going to be ugly. But yeah, anyways. So I'll see y'all on Saturday. And yeah, you want to close it out?
No, you do it.
All right, y'all. That was episode 47 of The Safe Point. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, aka Chocolate the Mangu, and that is, of course, Alyssa Rosa. And this is The Safe Point. I don't even know. I'm sorry. I'm like past it. That's the end of the day. Yeah. It's time to go. I love you all. Thank you, everybody who's listening live. Thank you, everybody who's listening on podcast services. Y'all have a great day, afternoon, evening, weekend, weekday, whenever it is that you're listening to this podcast. And yeah, we'll see you on the other side. One.
Couldn't even say it.